Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Have
will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear?
Why not?
Who shall I be afraid?
Why not?
The Lord is my light and salvation.
Who shall I fear?
Hold on a little while longer. Here's what you down a bone wing.
Like eagles.
Like eagles that soar.
Go ahead and tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting.
I'm gonna bless him every
hey,
day.
God, wait, what?
Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, I have a feeling it's going to be an awesome night. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. But tonight, we're celebrating Juneteenth, and we're celebrating Father's Day. And come to find out, I got a couple of friends whose birthdays are today. So, I mean, it's been a heck of a day. But you're stuck with me, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Good evening, Van. Happy Father's Day to you, my brother.
Good evening, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you, too, my brother.
Thank you, thank you. You know what? It's been so hectic and busy today, I don't know which day it is. but I'm here, so that means it was a good day no matter what it was. I got to perform today at the Juneteenth celebration here in Bristol, down at the waterfront, right at the base of the Harriet Tubman statue that they have down there. So that was kind of nice. And you know, it's always good to see people you haven't seen in a while and all that stuff. Then I was supposed to be going to a cookout of a friend. And as soon as I walk in the door, of course, you know, I get put into the cooking aspect of it. Where'd that come from? But anyway, it's been a busy day, but it's been a fun day. It's been a fun day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if I'm playing with food, I'm happy. So I don't let them
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how's your Father's Day so far?
Oh, man, it was busy. Busy. Majority of it was spent driving. But now I'm relaxing.
Hmm.
Kids are with their mamas. And
oh,
it was
you get
good.
A Father's Day break. Lucky, lucky
I do.
You.
I'm
still between transporting people and multitasking, but hey.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need the break. I don't really care about getting a break. I love my kids, and they can be with me forever,
right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sometimes them breaks have you. Oh, what the heck? There's something wrong. Something missing. You know. Because you're so used to the interaction with them, you know?
Absolutely.
And that just becomes, that's the norm. I feel you on that. Well, folks, before we go any further, you know, here at the Inspiration Factor, we always have to follow some protocol. And there's one protocol, one piece of protocol that we will not neglect. And that is to bring the show in prayer. So, my brother Van, would you mind bringing us in?
It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, thanking you for this day, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for giving us our right minds, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to breathe the air that you have provided for us, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to just move around, Lord God, to be able to touch your goodness, to touch your greatness, to see it, to smell it, to taste it. Father God, you are truly the ultimate Father to us, Lord God, and for that we like to say Happy Father's Day to you for being our Creator, for giving us life, for giving us this wonderful path that we walk for you, Lord God. And we thank you for chastising us. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for giving us trials and tribulations so that we can be able to grow, Lord God, as a good daddy would. Father God, we also thank you for the wisdom that you impart into us, Lord God, for us to be able to see things clearly, Lord God. And, you know, sometimes, Lord God, we're wayward children sometimes. We don't always do it your way. We take the long way, but you tap us on the shoulder and be like, are you ready to do it my way yet? So, Father, for these things, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the callers, the listeners, the hosts, the poets. Because, Lord God, we just want to let you know and express our gratitude tonight. The world is a crazy place that we live in, but we know that you are in control, and we trust you, Lord. So, Father God, we want to lift our prayers up to you, Lord God, for you to continue to bless us, continue to extend your grace and mercy to us, Lord God. Sometimes, Father, we're not deserving, but you created us, Lord God, with purpose, for purpose. So, Father, we thank you. We worship you, we praise you, and we love you, God. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And let the church say amen. And say amen again. Thank you so much for that, Van. That prayer right there was just perfectly timed, perfectly needed.
For his glory.
I could tell that came from the heart. Sometimes we pray out of a sense of duty, I think. But then there's those prayers that you can tell just really came from one spirit speaking to another spirit. And I thank you for that tonight. Tonight I think it was really especially needed. I don't want to get on a bandwagon about anything. But, you know, Mother's Day is a day that the world goes all out to celebrate our mothers. As we should. They deserve that. But Father's Day kind of gets swept under the mat a little bit, you know. It's no big hoopla. But fathers, I I'm not talking about sperm donors. I'm not talking about deadbeat dads. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about a true father. They deserve equal recognition, equal kudos. And it's sad that the world we live in, we feel that we have to do this because you're really just doing what's required of you when you have a child, whether you're the mother or the father. But the way things are today and the way they try to, particularly in our community, they try to flood us with the deadbeat dad syndrome. So there's more real fathers out there than there are deadbeat dads. So, you know, we shouldn't have to do this, but it's the times we're living in. So we will do this. To the fathers out there, thank you. Kudos. And I hold my hat off to us, even though we ain't supposed to get it because this is just what we're supposed to do. But I'm glad there's those of us that still do what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
But thank you for praying us in, man. I think that set the whole platform for the show. So tonight we're doing double dip. That means we're going to do a piece if you're all ready to do this. So if you're prepared, we're going to do a piece for Juneteenth, which is definitely worthy to celebrate. And Father's Day, as you already heard me say, is worthy to celebrate. And I'm not doing no birthday, nothing for all my friends out there. There's four of them that have birthdays tonight. Y'all on your own on that one. This is enough. So, Van, what do you say we get things started?
Absolutely. We better get things started, man. That's what we're here for.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Now, let's see. What order would you like to start in? Me or you?
You can go first.
See, I knew that was going to happen. I was being, I set myself up because I already knew. But every now and then,
I have
to be paid back. And well, yeah, I pretty much did. I don't even know how we're going to, know what we're going to do? Let's do it this way. We'll start off and everybody do their Juneteenth piece. Then we'll go back around and we'll all do a Father's Day piece. That sound like an idea? A plan?
Sounds like a great plan.
Let me turn on my flashlight because I'm in the car. But we're going to get her done no matter where we are. Okay, this piece is called Juneteenth, 2022. Juneteenth. The 19th of June. Like the 4th of July, I've seen many of them. They all from work. Or a reason to fire up the grill. What is it about Juneteenth that makes it more than run-of-the-mill? For real, what makes this date important? I'll wait. Keep it 100. Positive persistence must be part of the deal. I know that this celebrates the last slave finally being free. I know that it exposes some of the lies taught to you and me. I also know that, from what I see, it doesn't mean much more than that. And sadly, it includes those who also look like me. I mean, yes, we hold annual celebrations on this day. We support the vendors. We see people we haven't seen in a while. We even listen to what people like myself have to say. And tomorrow, back to the same old, same old. It was just another day. Nothing has changed. Nothing honors Juneteenth. June 19th, 1865 anymore. We give it its one day of fame and absolutely nothing more. And we wonder why redesigned oppression is what we have in store. Just once, I would like to see attempts made, plans formed, and united thoughts and advancements made from those who look like me. Just once, I would like to see some follow-through, a united Nubian determination, and demand equality and peace, especially from those who look like me. Just once, I would like to see, as a people, unite and restore ourselves, and in doing so, improve this entire nation. Just once, I would like to see, stemming from Juneteenth, a revival, if you will, a spiritual rebirth. I would like to see honor and pride of Juneteenth restored, not merely a day of feasting and mirth, a day of camaraderie, but truly nothing of worth. Just once, and I ask you to believe that once is all it would take. I would like to see the end of petty excuses used to keep division between all of us who claim to be free. Elevation from where our new master whitewashes and herds us to where he thinks we should be. Don't you see, without us being united and on one accord, we may as well accept this new form of slavery. Racially unjust laws designed to imprison those who look like us. Frequently inferior medical care, substandard legal representation, and so much more. And that's just the beginning of what we have in store, because without godly unity, we are them. Godless, power-hungry idolaters. We are who are keeping us down. Juneteenth should be a platform of racial elevation. Juneteenth should be a platform to heal and restore the Nubian nation. Juneteenth should be a platform that honors God's original human creation. Happy Juneteenth, and I say peace.
Say it with your chest, Paul. Man, jeez. That's some serious ink there, bro. I love it, man. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you know, I cheat.
Hey, that's all right.
With that, I had to do that for the Juneteenth celebration. Well, I had to write something for that event. And I just didn't know what to write. There were so many thoughts running through my head, and then I cleared my head, sat down, and said, all right, Lord, help me do something. And then when I went back and read that, I said, whoa, all righty then. Ask and you shall receive.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
And it was something that was really thoughts that I had about us. You know, Juneteenth is nothing if we don't use it to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's just food for thought, and that's all I got to say about that. In peace.
I know that's right. Phenomenal ink, brother. Phenomenal ink as always.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, we have the same help with our pieces. So, you know, from one child of the Almighty sharing what it is that he would have us right to share to another, I'm turning the mic over to you, my brother. What did you bring for us this evening?
I brought a piece called Celebrate.
The mic is yours, gang.
Thank you. I'm going to make a compelling argument about this modern-day movement, Black Lives Matter, especially since our blood is still being splattered. No wonder we find ourselves at a crossroad, trying to establish a think-like-a-boss mode. Hold on, you radical extremists. What do you have to offer the community of activists? Oh, I get it. You think because we celebrate Juneteenth that our priorities have become obsolete. Don't get it twisted. We can see that our freedom was and is conditional. But let me give you an infomercial. The products you see before your eyes are no longer for sale or a prize. Our ancestors created the world in which we live and bleed. The code of our creed cannot be matched. Your belief that your race is unmatched? Tell me why you watch us play sports. Why you use our culture and arts of sorts. But get mad when we hit you with tort. No rhetoric you spew will change the United States into a resort. Sure, we visit the resorts, but at the end of the day, all you see is say, is look at the black people celebrating the day they believed they were free. When locked up in bondage is our minds that are suppressed and murdered for trying to break free. We celebrate Juneteenth so our children can have hope and belief. Stop capitalizing on our talents. Start giving us respect. Slaves built this country. We're not descendants of no monkey. Evolution says that things evolve into something else. But for 400 years, we behaved under duress. The mold of clay with clouded judgment because you dangle a carrot for nourishment. Juneteenth for some is a time to celebrate. But for me, until we are truly free, I will continue to deliberate. And that's that piece.
Wow. You talking about me, man. Now that right there. Man, tell the truth, tell the truth, shame the devil. Man, look. And you know, that has been something that always boggled my mind. Some a race of people that claim they not claim but show that they hate us, or maybe it's they fear us. I'm not, or maybe a little bit of both. But yet everything that they do emulates us. All of their progresses are off the back of us. They even they want to be us, but they hate us. There's something wrong with that in my head. But, you know, what you were saying.
Absolutely.
And look, and when you threw that part in there about the torch, I said, okay. Because, look, Johnny Cochran showed him that even in the law room, if we decided this was something that we want to do, we rise to the top. How you like me now? You know, that type of thing.
Exactly.
But it's so true. There's so much of what is made, what's possible in America today, possible. It's off the inventions of blacks, but slaves weren't allowed to have patents, so master got to pass patents. There's so many advancements and things that we've done that we don't get recognition for because they've usurped that. Yeah, so that piece right there, my brother. if Arthur wasn't bothering me, I'd be snapping right now, okay?
I know that's right, brother.
I love that piece of man.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Man, look at here. That could be a whole show right there, but I'm not going to start.
I know that's right.
I'm not going to start because we got some callers out there. So what do you say we open some mics and bring on the first caller and see where we go from there?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, first up on the mic, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Miss VIP.
What?
Well, hello, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You started off with that, so I'm going to tone it down a little bit. I'm about to get you. You done just did a disappearing act.
I know. I'm really unprepared. I'm sorry. No Juneteenth piece. I only got a Father's Day piece. I was with my dad all day.
Uh-huh. Was that it? Or was
you forgive me, though.
Or was it the events that led up to, you know, a little sparkle in your eye these days that, you know, you don't have time for us no more, you know? Inquiring minds. No, I'm just saying.
No, you didn't.
You know, we keep tabs on you now. You know that, right?
That's all right. I'm with your back channel. That's okay.
Oh, but it's good to hear from you, Queen. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
But you know me. I'm the king of throw you under the bus. So I had to do what makes me me.
Yes. Yeah. You threw me under the subway with that one.
As long as you heard it was him, and hey, you can't say that it was me.
I know,
hey,
right?
Man, I wouldn't even
right?
I'm gonna regret it this time, man.
Well, I've been hosting this show with you for a very long time, and yeah, I kind of know what you will do.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah,
but my queen, okay, I understand that you didn't. You're going off theme, but that's okay. Because we allow that. We welcome that, because at the end of the day, it's about us sharing our love of our love, poetry.
Yes, exactly.
That's the most important.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You know, I can be me, but I can also be me. So sometimes I'm Paul Sampson, sometimes I'm divine inspiration. What did you bring for us, though?
This is a piece just simply titled My Dad.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I think I want to hear that one. What about you, Van? You want to hear that one?
I definitely want to hear that one.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, my queen, the mic is yours.
Thank you. There is a big difference between a sperm donor and a dad, especially when you weren't close to the first. And this one was the father I never had. He was and still is a hero to me. He's everything to my mom because he treats her as a man should. And for me, he is the epitome of a real man, just like a dad should be. He ended up giving me so much, and I gratefully gave up my job to be with my mom when he almost died. And all the numerous health issues God brought him through, I always thank God for him. And if it wasn't his will to take him home, I wouldn't have cried. Because we take such good care of him. He is shown love every day. If there are days he's a little confused, I'm always patient with him. He might not know everything right now, but he knew 40 years back then. His voice is not as strong as before, but he still sings with me at times. Through all this, every Father's Day, I read a piece dedicated to him, and tears run down his face. He's my dad, and always in my heart, he'll hold a special place, and that's that piece.
You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
I said, that's what I'm talking about.
I was muted. You know, that was a powerful piece in a couple of ways. But the main thing that really struck me about that is the importance that it put on, whether it be your biological child or a child that you're in a father position with, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What you do to that child makes a difference. And I really applaud you for pointing out that difference. And this wasn't the man that gave me birth, but this was the man that I see as a father. The love he showed me, the guidance he showed me. You know, that's the important thing. That piece right there really touched me, and it's something that a lot of men need to hear. It really is. Because unfortunately, in the way the world is today, a lot of our queens are not with the father of their children, but there's another man in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to hear what his responsibilities are if you're going to be in that mix. But he also needs to hear that it's recognized if you do stand up for the task. That's a beautiful piece. I appreciate you so much for that tonight, Queen. Adrian?
Well, thank you. Yeah.
You're off the hook, baby, with that one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate
Van,
you. Okay?
Van, I know you got something to say about that piece right there.
Oh, man, that piece was amazing. Anytime that you pay homage to a parent in a piece, it takes a different persona, and it's not one that you can actually critique. It's more of a, you know, this was an awesome piece of work, and you are an amazing poet, and your dad is lucky to have you.
Thank you. I'm really fortunate to have him too. And he sang with me today and my mom. We had a good time.
Nice. That's what's up. Oh, man. That's
yeah, man. See, Paul
that's
moves
awesome.
At, every Sunday. Yeah, every Sunday, you know, Butter comes on, right, with Patty Jackson. And then when I was like, you going to
oh,
sing
yeah,
with
yeah.
me? He said, I already did. I said, oh.
That's so wonderful.
So,
look,
he didn't want to sing anymore. I was like,
this,
oh, go
Butter is hard to compete with.
Yes,
here,
he really is.
Absolutely. he be playing them oldies that make me feel like a spring chicken. Okay, Butter, take you there.
Oh my God.
That you know, Butter is something that is kind of like intrinsic with Philadelphia. You know, he's one of the staples.
Yeah.
You know, you got Philly cheesesteaks, you got the Philadelphia soft pretzel. Butter is up there like that for Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was a good man, that's for sure.
Yes. Most definitely. Wow. You got me thinking about something, a project that I was in the midst of doing for Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
A poem of the sights and sounds of Philly, and it's going to have some sounds of Philly in there. It's got some pictures of Philly.
Oh,
it's got me running up, spitting a piece about some of the things that I've been with and I'm doing and so on and so forth in Philly. Yeah. But Butter, thank you for that because he got to be a part of that because he is Philly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, man, you have no idea what we're talking about. But
not a clue.
If Danielle listening.
Sit here and just be silent.
I'm sure Danielle knows.
I was going to say, Danielle. And Van, if he here, Kane Spade, if he in the house, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Larry, too, you know?
I will take your word for it. Wink, wink.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Van. We didn't mean to leave you out of that. I jollified. But, oh, man. Adrian, Ms. VIP, why don't you let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany family?
Okay. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, LaPrella Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. The topic is up in the air, of course, but we always have fun and a lot of good discussion and some great poetry. So y'all come through.
Yeah, what she said. I'm trying to tell you, you won't regret it. I'll give you that, but you will not regret it. Oh, so I thank you so very, very much for coming through and helping to make this Father's Day, Juneteenth evening just a little bit better, because that piece right there, yeah. This is how we're going to end up the day with pieces like this and thoughts like this and love like this. And this is one beautiful way to start your week. So thank you so much for being a part of this. We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge. You're the first one over there, but we're going to send you some company real soon.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
God bless you. Van Meadows.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You want to know who we got next, huh? You want to know who we got next?
No, I'm just saying, wow. I'm scared to see who we got next. If they coming on, you know, starting off like that, woo-woo-woo. But, yeah, I would love to know who we got next because, man, look, I like the way this is going already.
Yeah, that's nice. We got C-34 music, y'all. C-34.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying?
What's good, bro?
See what I'm saying?
Thank you, brothers, for having me on this night. I appreciate the both of you. I dug both of your poems. I dug this VIP's poem. I mean, excellent work by all of you.
Thank you, good brother.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And look, and we know you're going to continue on where we left off of that. That's not a statement. That's a fact. Of that I have no doubt. But I'm glad you made it through tonight. And by the way, happy Father's Day, sir.
Well, yes, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And the same to both of you.
Thank you, good brother.
Sir, yes. Fathers deserve that pat on the back. Just, you know, let them know, job well done.
Yeah,
because the media would have you think that we're a dying race, we're a dying species, or a non-existent species. But I'm here to tell you, through experience, through witnessing, and through being, fathers are alive and kicking, and always have been.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
So you got three kings standing in agreement on that. So you can take that to the bank.
Indeed.
Now, I have a favor to ask of both of you, because I heard that you wanted one poem now and one poem later.
Right.
Understand that my schedule ain't going to happen like that.
So that means, yes, you can do both now.
That's what I'm saying. Can
ain't
you
no point being around
give me that?
Because you already know. You already know. You
yeah.
knew the answer before you asked that question. Now, come on.
Yeah. It's out of respect to the missus who just celebrated me like crazy
that.
Today. And I'm like,
I
got to return
that.
The paper.
You well, yes. You better. So, come on,
yeah.
I'm going to shut up, give you the mic, let you do your thing, and then you go and do your thing.
All right. First piece.
The mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you. First piece is called, You're Not Gonna Like This. You know what I want as a present for Juneteenth? To present a climate with a new speech and my mouth filled with new teeth. You see, I'm this funk soul brother with a spiritual covenant, just another Johnny with a paycheck saying, take this job and shove it. 400 years a slave expired in 2019. 4 years later, we're still letting indentured servitude define us. 40 acres and a mule like Spike Lee, whining for reparations while taking stimulus checks, payments from Biden so we stay caged in the matrix. Jesus saved us, but you worship the stages of Jay-Z, waiting for the U.S. corporation to pay what they owe just to enslave you. Wait a minute. Didn't the government give this holiday so you'll celebrate it? No offense, but I hear Aretha Franklin serenading a chain of fools. We celebrate holidays instead of holy days. We passed over Passover. Thanksgiving was a massacre of our origins, the indigenous individuals based from Israel. We embrace race by categories that the government given us. The only people with numerous name changes. It's just so ridiculous. You want to restore a race? Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The race isn't given to the swift, but I tailored this message, and I'm going to let you finish. I'm enduring to the end and being optimistic through the sounds of blackness. I absorb God's light, which is the Christ. So I guess that means I accept white. So if you still practice the mantra chanting Black Lives Matter, ask yourself, why is black on black crime still a pattern? Why are the lesbians who started it living in mansions? Why did they throw in the towel after Drago killed Apollo? Feminism started and the family bond started to separate. Sons not allowed to be fathers locked out by Section 8. While 501c3 churches act chicken, never expressing the truth that says, what says the Lord from the Bible? The abominations, tribulations, and trials. Little Sweet is leading the choirs. Preachers are pacified more, pushing purpose-driven life, and to live your best life now for $29.99 or listen to Oprah in the New Age say there's many ways to God, denying Jesus as the door, promoting the rapture without reading Matthew, the 24th chapter. I see you weeping, gnashing and getting madder, calling me your Uncle Tom, so I guess I'm married to your Aunt Karen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper as I play this organ, Hammond. You accepted Snoop Dogg doing gospel with me? You treated me like Doughboy in this drop-top Impala. Do we have a problem? I'm sorry, I forgot. I was celebrating like a pagan. Hey, 19, Paul Hardcastle in Vietnam, Saigon, at a table with Donald Fagan. Wait a minute. Let me erase that while I style my high-top fade here. Jesus said who the Son sets free is free indeed. Why'd this country figure that out 2 years later? By the way, God is my father, not you, Darth Vader. I'ma end this piece. Divine inspiration and poetic, take me out with the crossfader. That's that piece.
Man.
Yo.
Whoa.
Yo.
Whoa.
Wait.
Wow.
Wait. Just wait.
You killed hey. That one. So many levels. The metaphor, man, look, I don't know what to say. Wow. There's so many references
hey, man,
I wanted to speak
hey,
on.
Man, do you realize that anyone under 30, maybe even 35 and under, not even going to understand half of what you just said. But, man.
And I say this because I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to do this on another show, but I said, nope, I got it. I wrote this for this show, and I'm going to do it on this show.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Man, I'm humbled that you did that. I'm honored.
Saigon.
Whoa.
Bro, oh, my God. You had so many references in here, man. Drago reference. Oh, man.
Look, that was just, like, phenomenal on so many levels. This. Man, I can't wait for the show to end so I can go back to the replay of that. Man, look.
Hey,
Ooh.
Thank you much. So,
but
whenever you're ready for
all
this.
All things that needed to be heard. All things that needed to be brought back to the front part of our memory, you know? Not something sitting in the back. This is something we need to think about today.
Yes.
There we go. Wow. You did the thing. You did the darn thing on that one. You almost made me cut.
Thank you.
You did the darn thing with that one.
Thank you.
Now, do you have another piece for us? Because I know your time
yes,
is
up. I do. And because yours. I'm the remix of my dad, that's why I'm C-34 Music. This piece is called Memoir of Being a Dad. I always wanted to be a dad, even if the way I did it didn't go with God's plan. Marrying someone who he said no to. But I'm not here to blame her for the choice I made. She had a son who I made my own. Tried to adopt him, but his absentee biological blocked that. During my marriage, disrespect I felt was constant. Trying to please her above God was my problem. I was 1 foot out the door living like the husband in Proverbs. You know. Living on the corner of a roof rather than deal with someone quarrelsome. She said she wanted a baby, figuring that would solve our problem. Once again, I went against God when he said not right now. But we brought a beautiful daughter in, holding her in my arms. I didn't believe she was so calm, comfortable, peacefully bonding with me. She cried when I handed her to her mom. I wanted the marriage to work, but the continuation of disrespectful words, my personal vow to myself was if I ever had to lay a hand on a woman, I would have to leave and never return. Love endures. Love is not angry. Love's patient and kind. And I felt like a failure, damaged, less of a man instead of more than a conqueror. I was an every other weekend dad who did more than pay child support. Taught my son music, taught my daughter benefits of hard work. How to show love, power, and a sound mind, and no weapons formed prospers. Father, I'm sorry. And I understand I was wrong to place my daughter on your throne. They're now grown, and it hurts because my daughter treats me persona non grata. she has so many options to reach out to me as I provided this journey to be received in my open arms, but she faithfully stayed in separate ways, being all right without me. I admitted my faults and taken responsibility for acting cautiously. They're now in God's hands, and I'm still a dad, believing that my prodigals will probably come back. When they do, I'll be ready, as if they never left me, making beats with my son, drinking pretend tea again with my daughter, being a dad. I have no regrets here. That's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
man,
hey,
you,
man.
You just can't. Go ahead,
hey,
man.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Who told you to peek into the window of my last marriage? Who told you to do that, bro? Who gave you the authority, man? Who gave you the authority to do that?
KRS-One, part two. You must learn.
Man.
Wow.
Amazing ink, brother.
Wow.
Just...
Man, he came with both barrels loaded this evening, did he not?
Yes, he did.
I told you, I saved these for this show, so... I'm thankful that I could get to do that. I'm thankful to celebrate these two occasions with you.
I'm humbled and grateful that you were able to share that with us as well. That adds so much meat to this platform. But that's what we're talking about. We're trying to, you know, number one, we always give honor to God. But we are our brothers and sisters keeper. Because that last piece right there, kind of speaks to the females as well to understand that them understand us just a little bit more. But that was a powerful piece, as was the first
one.
That spoke volumes. Those are things that need to be said that maybe sometimes don't get said in a way that it would be received or don't get said at all. But it needs to be said. So I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the both of you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Man, though. Jeez, Van. I'm so glad you had the foresight to get that mic insurance because we have no more. We have to break out some new ones because he done fried everything. He done fried the mics, the wires, the soundboard, the motherboard, all that stuff. It's fried, dyed, made to the side. He came here for a purpose, and I'm so glad you did. And we're both humbled that you brought it here first. But now go out and share that elsewhere because others need to hear that. That's something that everybody needs to hear.
Everybody.
So.
Everybody, yes.
I'm sorry. All right, Mom, I'm going to the prayer line.
I'm not ready to smack me upside my head, but yeah, everybody.
All right, I'm going to the praise lounge. Thank you. One love, one mic to the both of you.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest. Well, I'm not going to say enjoy because I already know. It's time to reap the rewards of fatherhood. Enjoy the rest of the evening, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Jeez.
Bam. Look at here. I'm glad that we get to go first because I wouldn't want to follow that piece. I'm sorry. that brother came in here with a purpose.
Absolutely,
wow.
Absolutely.
That was a side of C-Dub I had never seen before. That was just like, wow. I mean, he's always had some awesome pieces, but those two pieces specifically for this platform were just like, wow. Man, though. Well, if that's not the way things are going, look, Ms. VIP came in here and gave everybody that wake-up call. He came through, gave us a reason to stay awake. Now, what's going to go on next?
I don't know, but we got the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl. La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, Paul. Yo, y'all went tonight. Oh, my goodness. I was not, you know what, I don't have expectations, but you don't, you know, you get surprised every once in a while by hearing you do certain things that is not, it's out of the norm for your personality, you know. Mm-hmm. It's dope, though. It's really, really dope. It is. Great pieces, gentlemen. Great pieces.
Thank you so much.
Man, y'all have
Thank you.
Can we give a shout out to my diva and C Double? Yo, okay. We hear you.
Right?
Right. That
right.
part.
Right?
That's what's up. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. How are you doing tonight? I'm so sorry that things got discombobulated. I would have loved to have you there hanging out with me tonight.
It's all good. It's all good because I got a chance to do some housework. You know, get certain things okay. you neglect, you know what I mean, on a daily because that's really like the hard cleaning where you really moving stuff around. You know, I don't wash stuff out, but it was going good until I stuck my finger with the darn needle. I'm sewing some making some alterations on clothes. And honey, if
hey,
you had opened my mic, my mic before C doubles, you would have heard all kinds of different languages. I'm trying to tell you, that needle went good and deep in my finger. I thought it was gonna break. That's so bad.
Hey, Van. You know
yeah,
I'm gambling, Van. But do you want to bet? She sent Jordan to the store for a Band-Aid.
You know what? Y'all did it. Oh my goodness!
I wouldn't take that bet. I take that bet. I would not take that bet. I would lose.
Y'all just have to. You have to. It's okay. It's okay. I love you for it. I really do. It's all good. It's all good.
I wish y'all could see me. That one had tears coming out my eyes. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. I don't just send my son to the store. Any child that I'm okay. Baby, come here. I need you to do something for me. Okay? Trust me. Wherever. And they're oh, but happy to go to the store for Miss Danielle, believe me, because they reap benefits from it. I'm like, look,
hey, Van, much as she's sending them, maybe we need to be hitting up for a couple loans here and there, you know. Look,
right.
A house
absolutely.
She got to be rich.
The benefits are for the baby. The benefits are for the babies, not the grown folks, okay, for the kids. Okay.
You talking about right. That was the one answer that I have no rebuttal for.
That's right.
You, know,
you can't
babies,
win on that.
You can't. You really can't. There is no win when it comes to the babies. I'm sitting there watching these babies run around me right now. I'm in a car at a cookout, separated from everybody. Mm. But I'm looking at the babies and things. And when you said that, you're right. You can't. You cannot win when it comes to the babies.
Right.
Oh, my goddaughter just sent me a Happy Father's Day message.
And yes, gentlemen, Happy Father's Day to you. Even though, you know, we make this big thing out of this particular day. It's been commercialized. It's made a big celebration. But you know what? Every single day since that baby got here, we have been fathers. We've been mothers. I mean, it's celebrated every day. I was talking to my son last night. And you know, I had to see my little prince. And I was saying to him, I said, so son, you know, it's first Father's Day. That's celebrated like this, you know, that's recognized all over the world. So how you feel? He said, you know, it's just another day, Mom. It ain't made big like Mother's Day or anything like that. So let me tell you something, son. Every time you look in your baby's eyes, there's your praise. There's your celebration. And he looked at me and he just smiled. He said, yeah, you're right. So, that's it.
the truth can't be disputed, no matter when, where, why, how, who. Truth is the truth. And there, and what you said is so real. Speaking
absolutely.
From a father's perspective, I can only imagine what a mother goes through, but I can only guesstimate what a mother goes through. Let me rephrase that. But as a father, when I looked into my baby girl's eyes that first time, OMG. It was done. It's over. Life as you know it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I had, everything that I thought I would achieve, everything that I wanted in life, just all was just sucked into that innocent, precious, sensitive me. Yeah, man.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes.
And then you got several of them. You got more. I have one. So I can only imagine what it's like for those of you that have more than one child.
It's an amazing.
I thought I was blown away and overflowing from one. So I can't even imagine with several, because I'm sure, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and you can expound upon this, man. But with each one, it's just like a repeat of that same utopia.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, each time is different. Each time was different. And seeing life that has spawned from you multiple times, it's just an amazing feeling, and to hear the life coming out of them when they start crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indescribable feeling. It's just one of those things where you have to experience it for yourself. And for those who haven't, I'm sorry, but me as a parent, I remember each time like it was yesterday. Each time. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that you never forget.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to, you know, the look you get from your children when you come into view, it's just different. It's that pure love, you know, it's uncompromised, it's not tainted. Regardless of what's going on in the world, every time they see you, it's the same look, if not more love. Given, it's just different. It's no comparison to it. So, mother or father, I can understand just being a parent, man. The baby.
It's funny you said that. Just today, I was having a conversation with my great niece and nephew, 15 and 10, and I was telling them, because they said, yeah. Oh, so-and-so is your favorite. I said, no, I don't have favorites. I love each one of you equally, but differently, because each one of you are different.
Right.
And my love is so encompassing that it meets you where you are. You with your quirky, sassy, sometimes sarcastic one-liners. I love you, but I don't love you more or less than I love your brother, who is on the bookworm nerdy type. I love each one of you. And the same, it's the same depth of love. It's just different because each one of you are different. And they understood it when I said that. So I'm glad to hear you say, both of you say what you said tonight. We love the same parents, fathers, mothers. Well, I'm gonna let y'all piggyback on this tonight, mothers, because this is Father's Day. And y'all get enough on Mother's Day, but you don't. But parents deserve, because there's no rule books written that work. There's no protocol that works all the time. Everything is constantly being adjusted to as a moment-by-moment situation occurs, you know. And the mother and the father are the ones that stay there, learn from it, bite the bullet sometimes, bite the pride and swallow it, and realize, these kids got it right. And here I'm with my old behind, and I'm completely discombobulated. they get it. But a true parent recognizes these things. It's something you can't really put into words. It's just something you have to experience.
Absolutely.
So, Danielle.
Yes.
Did you read the event page tonight?
No.
Are you prepared for tonight? Oh, you did. Oh, well, okay.
No, I did not read the event page. I accepted the invite, but I did not read the event page. I very seldom do read the event page.
I just kudos for being honest.
But I have a Father's Day piece. I don't have a Juneteenth piece. I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we go. We're in the
And
business.
I will happily admit it over and over again. I very rarely read the event page.
And Van, does that sound like a setup for future shows that was? Look, I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is what I brought.
It does sound like a setup, man.
Yeah. Is that a Trump moment?
No, I'm going to be here. Okay, I'm going to just be here. All right.
But you know what? It don't matter because we're here to share our love of each other and our love of poetry, our love of each other, and our love of God. So whatever you have, I'm sure, is what we were supposed to hear this evening. So the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. This is called We See You, Dad. F, for faithful and steadfast in all he does, remaining true to his convictions and always taking his time on something new. A, for amazing, because he's never let you down and he's always there to help you for whatever you're going through. T, for teacher. Teacher of having confidence and the respect that comes from it, and about how there's resiliency in kindness. H, because he's a hero on every level in our eyes, because even when he feels he could have done better, we never see him as a failure. E, for excellence, because he makes every day worth living through his presence alone. Plus, he's fun to be around because every day he tries to make you happy. And R, for respect. Respect above all else he teaches. Not to just have for others, but for yourself. Because without it, well, life can wind up being really, really crappy. And though I only had the opportunity to be Daddy's little princess very early in my life for a very short time, I still remember. I remembered what a real father is. And there have been many great men like him that I've been blessed to cross paths with. So I see you. I see the first real man and I see the first real man in her vital years and true love in his daughter's life, so she never lacks in love, and that she will always understand and know her worth in this world. I see the guidance of his son, the namesake, planting firm and carrying legacy on not only becoming, but the epitome of a real man, paving the way for greatness by always working hard and striving to give his family the better life. I see you. I see the regalness of your presence. Alone, it causes heads to bow with respect because, hey, royalty recognizes real. And though you aren't praised openly, we still recognize a real father. And just know the praise is in your child's eyes. Not only looking up to you for guidance in your words and actions, but in the glimmering sparkles of happiness as you come into view and just at the mention of you. All through the cultivated, beautiful growth you provide. Provider. Bringing security, securing all that we need. We see your strength in how you stand firm in your decision-making, handling your business, and always step up to the plate. We see you. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, do you see something common in here tonight? They are bringing these Father's Day pieces that are so urgent for right now. I think for this generation that's come up, some know that what's required of them, what they need to do, but also what is seen and recognized and appreciated, just the little things that you do. They mean something. You know, because I think a lot of the problem with some of the men today is they get beat down by all the negativity and the BS in the media and society. And they don't realize that just holding your son's hand walking across the street means something, and it's a lasting memory. Danielle, I appreciate that piece because I think that spoke to a lot of these fathers who are getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful piece. I love that piece.
Thank you.
I had to fight myself because I wanted to stop you mid-poem and run in the house, get out my car, run in the house, and hold everything up because there's a brother in there that needs to hear this. But I'm gonna hit him with the replay as soon as we get off there. I'm going. He ain't going nowhere. They got luck in there, so he ain't going nowhere. But I'm gonna pull him behind the side, and he needs to hear that piece.
Thank you.
Speaks volumes for a lot of brothers out there. Thank you so much for that, Danielle. Really.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is an amazing piece, Danielle.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking at him right now.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the piece. I appreciate what you were conveying to us as fathers. So I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
She let us know, Van, through that. Those things that we did that we really didn't think were recognized, meant anything, that piece let us know, justifies what we did as parents.
Oh, yeah, we see you.
It gives you even more desire to do more because now you know, they get me. I might be a little unorthodox with my delivery of this, but you saw through it all. And you saw, man, Danielle.
Some of our heroes in our eyes, we see everything you do. Even if we might, walk around nonchalantly like, you just dad, you're supposed to. We see it, all of it. Everything that we do, you will never, ever be a failure in our eyes, ever. Believe that. Regardless of what the crap that the world gives you, trust me, you are always our hero, always.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Yes. Wow. Van, that was a good enough reason I had to share tonight. Right there.
Absolutely.
Right there. Y'all have
no
clue as to how close you came to not having a show, but we ain't going there. But this show, God was telling us, y'all going to do this tonight, and now I see why. Thank you so much for that, Danielle.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
But before you go, don't think you're not going to have to do a little bit more work. You don't get to drop in, drop a bomb, and run. I'm not letting you go that easy. You got to let everybody know all those things that you are, that you have your hand in within the Epiphany realm.
Okay. All right. Well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. My co-host is Rob Poetry Morrow. That is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice, Miss VIP. Now, y'all know how we tease and play around with the topics, so we're not going to give it to you right away. But I'll come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now that y'all know where to find her, you know what platform to find her on, Epiphany, y'all come on through on those nights, or for that matter, any other night of the week, because every night of the week, every night, there's something for you with Epiphany. Danielle, we're going to send you to the Praise Lounge, but oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm so glad you came through. But don't go nowhere because, you know, we're doing a double dip, so... getting ready to come back Well, for you, it would be a Juneteenth piece, so you can find something along that genre. Most of us, or I'm not going to say most of us, some of us are doing the Juneteenth now, and we're going to come through with the Father's Day. If you did the Father's Day first, that's okay. You can come through on the next round with the Juneteenth or something that's relevant to that genre.
I will try to find
you temporarily.
Right.
Temporarily in the place. So don't get too comfortable and don't fall asleep because we're coming back.
All right. One love, one fight.
One love, one fight.
Man, look. This is crazy good tonight.
It is, brother. I can't lie.
Yeah. Look, I see we still got a couple more hands raised up. So we're going to get these other callers out the way. Then we're going to start back at the top. Oh, wait. Starting at the top. I forgot. I allowed myself to get put into the number one spot. So, yeah, we need to pull out our next pieces, y'all. Get ready. Van, who do we have next?
Next up on the mic, we got Amelia T. Davis. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Good evening.
Happy Juneteenth. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Hey, Carson. Oops, I'm sorry. I forgot I was on the air. I'm yelling at one of the kids running past. My bad. Y'all are in for a bit of a treat tonight. I don't know the second piece, but I've heard one of the pieces tonight. And, it's a little bit long. There's a shocker. You heard me, Amelia. There's a shocker. But I think you'll enjoy it nonetheless. So I'm not going to hold everybody long. I'm just going to give you the mic. Let you do what you can.
Thank you. So I did, however, read the event page, and Paul has authorized this piece, and he's right. It's a bit long, but I wrote it during 45's administration, and I felt it was important to have the historic background embedded within this piece. So without further ado, it's called Juneteenth. During the American Civil War, Republican President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on September 22, 1862, with an effective date of January 1, 1863. It declared that all enslaved persons in the Confederate States of America in rebellion and not in Union hands were to be freed. This excluded the five known later as border states, which were the four slave states not in rebellion: Kentucky, Maryland, Delaware, and Missouri, and those countries of Virginia, soon to form the state of West Virginia, and also the three zones under Union occupation, the state of Tennessee, Lower Louisiana, and Southeast Virginia. More isolated graphically, Texas was not a battleground, and thus the people held there as slaves were not affected by the Emancipation Proclamation unless they escaped. Planters and other slaveholders had migrated into Texas from eastern states to escape the fighting, and many brought enslaved people with them, increasing by the thousands the enslaved population in the state at the end of the Civil War. Although most enslaved people lived in rural areas, more than 1,000 resided in both Galveston and Houston by 1860, with several hundred in other large towns. By 1865, there were an estimated 250,000 enslaved people in Texas. The older and Hispanic town of San Antonio had a hundred population of 3,436. The news of General E. Lee's surrender on April 9th moved slowly and did not reach Texas until May 1865. The Army of the Trans-Mississippi did not surrender until June 2nd. On June 18th, Union Army General Gordon Granger arrived at Galveston Island with 2,000 federal troops to occupy Texas on behalf of the federal government. The following day, standing on the balcony of Galveston's Ashton Villa, Ganger read aloud the content, General Order Number 3, announcing the total emancipation of those held as slaves. The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection therefore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The free men are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts and that they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere. There is the historical facts, yet there is more I have to say on this subject. Freedom, let freedom ring. Slaves free from their chains and bonds. A joyous time to be celebrated indeed. Yet what a scandal that it 300 years and thousands of lives lost. Even then, it took 2 years for the news to hit the most southern region. How horrific to have treated humans as animals, to be enslaved, bred, traded, whipped, raped, and murdered. This is and should always be looked at as a dark embarrassment on this country's history. A shameful, and does anyone exalt this slavery? Even after freedom, Jim Crow laws were in effect for another 100-plus years, restricting the rights and freedom of blacks. It has only been about 50 years since total freedom, and even still, there are injustices perpetrated against blacks in this nation. When will we, as a society, look at our brothers and sisters as complete humans? with the same rights as everyone else. Freedom from injustices, power over their own lives where they are free from hatred and bigotry, free to be whoever they choose to be without judgment or prejudice. Wake up, nation. It's 2018 or 2022. No matter what or who a person is, they deserve full freedom in every sense of the word. Black Lives Matter. How much have they contributed to cures for illnesses, inventions, to civilization? They are beyond worthy of respect and honor. Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, end peace.
You would end it right there. I was feeling a turkey wing. But Amelia, I cheated. I already had an idea of what she was saying. But you covered the gambit with that piece. You definitely did. It's history. It's a wake-up call. It's a lot of things combined in one. Thank you so much for bringing that, Amelia. As with everything else that's been heard tonight, it's something that definitely needed to be heard. Thank you for that, Queen.
It's my pleasure, King.
Van,
excellent, excellent history lesson. History is necessary and a dynamic piece to go along with it, so thank you for bringing that.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know, without
one
the
love,
history of where we're coming
from,
we really can't form where we're going. So we need that little tidbit. Thank you for that.
Well, if you don't know your history, you are doomed to repeat it. And this is why for so long, slavery and all the information about Africa and so on was deleted from the history books to white y'all's kings, queens, and other various uplifting information and history to keep y'all, you know, down and keep you underhand. And so this is why it is so important for people to know their history and to pass it along, because we cannot ever go back. We can never forget what has happened and what achievement has occurred. We can't. So with that said, fall back and get into the praise lounge and wait to do my second piece. One love, one mic, Kings.
One love,
one
love,
one mic. Thank you so much. Man, I'm fighting the paper towel rack right now because I'm getting ready to eat this fried turkey wing. But I'm out the car and I'm in here doing my usual fat boy. Don't put them too far. I'm coming back for some of them too. Wow. She came through with a phenomenal piece. This, you know, it's not just her. Everybody came in with a piece that was just, like, outstanding. I'm just glad to be a part of all of this. We're hearing things that we need to know. We're hearing reminders. And we're hearing challenges tonight of where we need to go. Where we need to go as a people. So I appreciate all of this tonight. But we're not done yet. Let me see. We got another caller with his hands up. And then we're coming back around for everybody, because now we want to hear if you did your Juneteenth piece first.
We got
we need
two callers
to
with their hands up.
too. Uh-oh. Yes, and oh, Lordy, Lord, she crept in. You're late for church, Gina. Oops, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to throw her under the bus like that. But if you did the Juneteenth piece, then we need you to come back with your Father's Day piece. If you did the Father's Day piece already, then we need you to come back with the Juneteenth piece. But as soon as we finish with these next two callers, get your stuff ready. We're coming back. Bam. Would you please bring on the next caller?
Absolutely. Next up, Brother O.
I knew the night would not go by without my brother being here. My go-go brother. What's good with you?
Good. Yeah, I heard what it you said. See, the two poems I'm going to do, I'm going to do them back to back because I'm in the hospital and by an hour to take my nighttime vitals before I go to bed. So for your kind permission, I would like to do both of my pieces at the same time. Okay, to save up time.
You most certainly can. What you got for us, bro?
His first piece is called Brother O's Historical. My dear brothers and sisters, contrary to what you have learned about the Emancipation Proclamation in the classroom, it automatically did not free all slaves on January 1st, 1863, nor did it institute Civil War ended on April 10, 1865. Once word the Emancipation Proclamation reached the state of Texas, Union General Gordon Granger officially announced the end of slavery in the Lone Star State on June 19, 1865. And every slave here officially gained their freedom from their owners. Brother, what exactly is Juneteenth? I'm glad you asked. Juneteenth is a holiday of the slaves in Texas, and it is now officially a nationally recognized holiday. It is our Independence Day, which has largely been ignored in American history books until recently. This year marks our 157th year of freedom from bondage and the 150th anniversary, 7th anniversary of Juneteenth. And I, Brother O, the Denver Miracle Professor of Poetry, officially celebrate Juneteenth as my personal Independence Day instead of the 4th of July. Brother O, what is your personal historical connection to Juneteenth, and what does this holiday hold for you personally? My dear brothers and sisters, I'm a direct descendant of slaves who gained their freedom from their owners on June 19, 1865 on my mother's side of the family. I am a fifth-generation descendant of Alvin and Matilda Carter, who were my great-great-great-grandparents. I'm also a descendant of the first African-American to serve as a state congressman in Texas during the U.S. Reconstruction era from 1865 to 1885. I'm the great-great-great-nephew of Texas state congressman Dave Medlock. Yes, Brother O even has historical family connection to the city of Chicago. I'm a descendant of a well-known African-American attorney who was through practice law in Chicago during the Great Depression. I'm the great nephew of attorney Wade J. Morgan. Now I understand why Chicago is my favorite city in the world. My dear brothers and sisters, I stand upon the shoulders of my forefathers who suffered, sacrificed, and paved the way for me to continue their legacy. I am the hope and the dream of my great-great-great-grandparents who are freed on Juneteenth. I'm the answer to the prayers of my mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. And I'm part of the current generation who will continue to teach and instill knowledge and life lessons to future generations. My prayer is that this poem will inspire one of you who may be listening right now to consider celebrating Juneteenth and research your own family's history. If you the slaves who were freed on Juneteenth, 19th, 1865, continue to educate you on real American history, my poor. Thank you for allowing me to share a piece of my own family's history with you tonight on the Inspiration Factory. And one day you will be officially liberated from the lies that were told to you by the dominant culture ever since you were born in America by gaining knowledge on your real history of America, because it represents much power. That's that first piece, y'all.
Amen, amen. And what you got next for us, my brother?
Absolutely.
This poem is called I Have Much Love and Respect for Real Fathers. This is a special treat to every one of my brothers who is a real father. It doesn't matter whether you have a child of your own or raising children who are not yours biologically. I hereby give you a standing ovation for stepping up to the plate and taking on the responsibility and handling your business. In our community, all the focus seems to be on the deadbeat dads who don't do anything for their kids. It is not right because real fathers are often forgotten and not recognized for providing for their children. Instead of focusing the attention on these deadbeat baby daddies, what about giving props to the brothers who do take care of their children? My brothers, if nobody has ever recognized you for being a real father and a real man, yours truly, brother over the David Miracle Professor, of course he does. Although I'm not a father myself, I've been blessed by God to have my father and pastor as the prominent male figures in my life. They have made a tremendous impact on my life and helped shape me into the great brother that I am today. These men have overcome many trials, adversities, and obstacles to be who they are today. I admire and love both sincerely. For this, they deserve a special round of applause. Brother, what does it mean to be a real father, man? You were blessed and fortunate enough to have your dad around. My father left me when I was a young man. I have a kid now. I do not want to repeat this vicious cycle ever again. My dear brother, first and foremost, a real father is a leader. He is a star quarterback of the football team. He is a point guard who gets the basketball team going. A real dad is the captain of his ship. He is the bishop of his household. A real father is that rock that his family can lean on in times of adversity. A real father always sets the example for everyone else in the family to follow. He is a man who is not ashamed to show love and guidance to everyone in his family. A real father is consistent, faithful, God-fearing, and a man who believes the power of prayer. He is a strong tower of the family. A real father is never domineering, controlling, or abusive at all. My dear brothers, to all of you who have sons, you are the first influence that they will see. Believe it or not, you make a big impact in their lives. Your sons need you to teach them how to become real men in the 21st century. In one way or another, they are imitators of you. They may look like you will take on some of your traits. These days, our son needs strong men to look up to because most of them are being influenced by negative influences. Some look up to rappers, gangsters, players, ballers, pimps, and professional athletes as their role models. My dear brothers, to all of you who have daughters, others who have a big influence on them because you teach them about their value and worth as a woman. They so desire to be the apple of your eye and daddy's little girl. You must teach them how to act like a real woman. There's so many negative influences out here today, so close eye on them and watch them like an eagle because you help her to determine the type of man that she will eventually date and marry. She will try to find somebody like you. A real father is a man who is a hardworking brother. He gets up to go to work. Gets on his horse to make sure that his children are well taken care of. A real man is a man who takes time out of his busy schedule to be involved in every aspect of their children's lives. He teaches his sons and daughters morals and values and spends quality time with them. A real father praises his children for their achievements and good works. A real father is a man that is a firm believer in discipline, order, and instruction, and is a culture changer. When his children do something wrong, he should not be afraid to correct them. A real father makes it clear that he don't take no mess. He sets the tone of how his house is going to be run. A real father is not only firm, but he's fair. My dear brothers, the greatest blessing that you will ever receive as a man is being a father. Of course, it is challenging in this current day and age, but in the end, you'll eventually see the fruits of your labor as your sons and daughters will make you proud. My dear brothers, happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And may God bless you and your families always. That's that peace.
Thank you, Brother O.
Brother O. Yes. As usual, you brought, well, you came with a double barrel tonight. But
oh, yeah.
I appreciate them both because there were a lot of points hit upon that need to be heard. I mean, it almost sounds like a rote response, but everybody tonight is bringing those pieces that has something that we need to hear. Different ways of looking at things, food for thought, you know, so I appreciate you for that because as long as we're keeping ourselves on our toes, we can only prosper from here. So I appreciate you for that, my brother.
You're welcome.
Both pieces, Brother O, were dynamic and amazing as always, but that's what we expect from you. You've always had a standard when you come through and deliver your pieces, and thank you for the Father's Day shout out. Likewise to you, good brother.
Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Oh, yeah. And Van, that really touched on one of the most poignant parts about his Father's Day piece is it doesn't always have to be something that you procreated that you're a father figure for. Men of the world, y'all need to hear this. There are a lot of young men, particularly out there, and particularly within our culture, young black men, to need to see what a real man is supposed to be like. So it might not be your birth child, but you do have a role to play. So that's a beautiful thing. I appreciate you for that. So, my brother, we're going to set you in the praise lounge, and I'm hoping you're going to hang out and listen to some more of the platform because we're getting ready to do the rest of it like a speed round because I want everybody to get in here tonight. We're going to do the opposite, which you did them both already, and C-Dub did his two already. So we're going to bring the rest of the callers in with the rest of their second piece. So I hope you're going to hang out with us and listen to them because, man, y'all been killing this thing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been phenomenal tonight. Everybody. Jamelia with her detailed Juneteenth analysis. Yeah, everybody's bringing it tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope you're going to hang out with us. Excuse me. We're going to send you to the praise lounge, and we're going to keep things moving right along so everybody gets a chance to just bless us with what they have to say. I think you're going to like this next caller, though. I kind of think you're going to like this next caller. So make sure you hang out with us. One love, one mic, brother.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Are we ready to move?
We got one more caller to come in.
Poet.
With
yes.
Your hands up. Van.
Yeah.
Is they bringing it? Are they bringing it?
Knowing this caller, I know they bring it. Next up, Jim Storm.
Oh, snap.
Van, check this one out.
Oh, it's just Gina.
My bad. I was talking
Julie,
on mute. Happy Sunday,
no,
y'all.
Julie,
it wouldn't be me if it wasn't. My bad. I forgot to press one. At first, I forgot to press one. Also, the time was like, oh, I wonder if I press one. And when I pushed, and it said, you are now in the host queue. I was thinking,
yeah,
I love
some,
y'all. I mean it. I was only late for church because we did the living room at the Small House of Poetry, and I'm one of the hosts. We also did
Zoom. You made it here.
So I made it.
That's
oh, absolutely.
That.
And my daughter brought me a plate. She did a crab boil for her father-in-law and my son-in-law. And her son, you know, he feels like he's going to have a big family when he grows up. I hope he can feed them. If they eat, if his kids eat like they do, whew, bruh, he can't make just six figures. He's going to need to be a millionaire.
Wow.
Had a wonderful day,
well,
though, and I'm happy.
We might have
y'all
to treat that into fruition.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I will. Not a problem. I'm a freestyle
there
both of my. Because I haven't done. Yeah, I haven't done freestyles in a while here, and I have to remind people that you know that's what I do.
I know that's
my
right.
gift. My gift to y'all since I was late for church.
Well, that's all right. Well, since you were late to church, guess what I got to say to you.
The mic is mine.
You got it. The mic is yours, Claire.
Love you. Thank you. I'm titling this piece, Daddy's Home. Daddy's home. My daddy's home to stay. I grew up a daddy's girl, and I have no dad to spend this holiday with this year. I lost my stepdad 10 years ago, come November. My daddy died 2 years ago in October, and his daddy just a couple weeks later. I didn't think I would recover. See, I'll be honest with you. Being a daddy's girl has meant the world to me because I have a very large family. Me and 16 boys that I grew up with, only two biologically were mine, but my parents, either fostered or adopted, cousins, classmates, childhood friends. Some of the boys that lived in the neighborhood were envious and wanted to live with us, too, and I was thinking, where are we going to put them? We ran out of bedrooms, but you know, in black families, we just figure out a way, and it always worked out, and that's what we did. I love the fact that my father was generous enough to share his wisdom and knowledge with young men who either had no dad or dad who was incarcerated or who had a substance abuse situation. They needed someone who would teach them how to bait a hook or all the things that men need to know how to do when they have a man in their life who's real. Like, I remember when my daughter became a single mom before my stepson to be came into the picture. Him and his dad, Javier, would take my grandson places so he would learn how to be the man that he's destined to be. My daughter and I take turns taking him to the barbershop because actually, as a matter of fact, one of the barbers at that shop is a family friend that I've known since my brothers were in elementary school, and another is actually a cousin. So it's always a homey feeling while we're there. You know, the men are respectful of their conversation, and my little person gets to recognize and appreciate his station. He's a dude's dude. When he walks in the door, he holds it for me, his mother, and his sister are there too. He pulls out our chairs. He takes our coat. He never, ever disrespects us, and he will not strike his sisters. I love that because he already has the foundation set. I remember my brothers growing up as gentlemen because my dad showed them the way in the beginning. I remember my dancing with him and my feet being on top of his shoes. We were doing a two-step, and it was wonderful. And then eventually, he and my mother were actually practically, I want to just say, professional steppers. They would do it before R. Kelly had a song about stepping in the name of love. I'm talking about back in the day. They grew up in Chi-Town, and I live in the suburbs, you see. So my daddy had to teach me how to step, too. When I got married to First and Second Biblical, the first dance of us being bride and groom, I had to lead because they didn't know how to dance previously, and I had been taught by my dad. So the only way that we could do so would be if I had to teach them. So they're both dads. And even though my ex-husband and I got divorced and my daughter felt like he divorced her too, She said, I sent my biological. It made me sad. I had a Father's Day wish because I wish he had been a better dad. But maybe he'll make up for it because he has a son now. He's almost 4. Our daughter will be 31 in October, and I'm not keeping score. But what I do know is she had no lack because my brother, who is also a cop, has been her uncle slash dad, as a matter of fact. My baby brother, who has no children of his own, but he's a stepfather, and sometimes that's all you need. And I know my stepdad picked up the ball that my father dropped, and it wasn't because he didn't want to be our dad anymore. He was going through something, and he just stopped. But it's okay, because before he passed away, we buried that hatchet, and we had a good conversation, and we told each other we loved each other. I didn't know that would be our last conversation, but I'm happy. And even though my stepmother has his ashes, I was looking at Big Papa's urn today. That's what I called my stepfather, who never called me his stepdaughter. I was just his daughter, simply. It's men like that who will help a woman guide the young lives of children. In retrospect, I look at the relationship that he had with my brothers, 4, and my daughter, and he was more hands-on than their actual grandfather. He would have done the same for the famous 3, but he passed away right before Julie was able to speak. That's okay. I see him every day because he was a daddy to me. And like I said, when I opened this piece, he's home. My father's also in the urn, and my granddaddy, too. Some of the wisdom that I learned came from that man, and I assure you, a lot of the things that I say that are funny and people think that they're gems and jewels of wisdom is because of him, because when he passed away, he was almost 92, and I was so grateful to have him. So on this Father's Day and every Father's Day, fathers need to be saluted, all 365, not just on the day that on the calendar is designated. So this is my piece to them. And I wish a happy Father's Day to Larry, to Mojave, and now you, Van, because you're my brothers. Even though we're not kin, we have these pins that we pick up, and it makes us family every single day. And it's not my make or your mic. It's one mic and one love. And that's my Father's Day. Peace, y'all. In peace.
Oh, I guess it might help some. Not do a Gina moment and keep yourself muted while you talk.
But, you were storming. Yeah. You were storming.
There you go. That, I love that piece, Gina, because it speaks a lot to those of us who are fathers, biological fathers, but it also speaks to those who are fathers still. And it's not any less.
Sometimes it's uncles, and sometimes you ask your child, and sometimes you're not speaking to your child, whatever the situation is. And even when you're just an uncle or a great uncle, those people count. It takes a village.
Yeah.
So all of the men who step up, no matter what their relationship is to the children, they're dads. This is y'all dad.
Precisely.
Oh, and like I said, my piece earlier, I did a freestyle at the Small House of Poetry, and when I ended it, I said, oh, and like in my Maury voice, ladies, it's not your holiday. You are not the father.
Okay, I know that's
right. Real. You know, a lot of single moms call themselves mom and dad, and I get the sentiment, but it's not true.
Right.
Our day's in May.
I know that's right.
That's right. Tell them.
Okay.
I promise with my chest. I don't play that mess. People wish me a happy Father's Day. I'm offended. I'm like, oh, please don't do that. I don't know what the situation is with your baby daddy or your daddy, but that's not my situation. So please don't put that on me. Thank you. Appreciate it. See you in May.
And I'm with you on that, Gina. I understand the sentiment behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot deeper than just trying to be nice to people. Because I know there's some single mothers out there that are doing the thing, raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not your place. You cannot be a father.
No. And like I said, I need the men who are helping my grandson be a man. Even if his dad's not around, he's still good. You know, like I said, there were boys who became my brothers who were good. Of my 12 surviving brothers, 9 of them are biologically dads. One is a stepdad that stepped up and a grandfather, and the other is an uncle that everybody loves. So So, yeah, they're all dads.
Exactly. Exactly. It takes being a father is more than just a biological combination.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so I appreciate you for bringing that to the forefront.
Love the lesson. I can't wait to do my double keep. I'm glad I made it in the sanctuary.
Well, that's okay. Because, you know, I got to build prepared, you know, for the missed tithes when you weren't here. And well, so, I mean, it's all good.
As long as I know what the situation is, I will act accordingly. Let me get to the praise lounge so we can get everything else going and get out of here in a timely manner. I love y'all.
There you go. Love you too, Queen. You too. God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless.
Van, brother, are there any more hands raised?
Nope.
Okay, so what we're going to do, if you don't mind, Van, would you indulge us with one song? When we come back from that song, we're going to go down the line. Open your mic. Whatever you piece you did the first time, whether it was Juneteenth or Father's Day, we want you to do the opposite of that piece. And state the name of the poem, your name, and we're going to treat it like a speed round, and we're going to keep things moving. Then we'll come with our final comment.
Me, you, Danielle, and Gina.
Oh, that makes it even easier. Oh, I see some calls have dropped. Okay. So we don't even have to play the song if you don't want to.
Actually, it's just me, and Gina.
You and Gina. All right, then. In that case, that makes it even easier. Van, you want to lead off? I'm going to follow you. Gina, follow me. And we're going to close things out so we can enjoy the rest of the festivities of the evening. How's that?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. The mic is yours, Kim.
Thank you. This piece is called Father's Day. There's no greater physical honor than being a father. Daddy, as I'm called by those from my seed, their lives and soul I feed to help nourish their time here on earth with life's vitamins and wisdom since their birth. Hoping and praying I'm providing enough knowledge to give them a fighting chance when times get rough. Because of the melanin in their skin, in a world that treats them as sin, or a disease, or a plague because they're black, and white America has no tact. When it comes to pure ignorance, at least with me as their dad, they have a chance to be great in a world that views them as a threat. But I will never let them forget exactly what my father's fathers did for our race, letting them know that all lives matter, but please embrace the fact that they are black and should be proud of who they are and say it loud so everyone knows just how powerful their voice is and how far it can grow. So yeah, I'm excited to be called daddy by my children that love me. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. Oops, I'm sorry. I broke protocol. I forgot we were supposed to just do our piece and keep moving. My bad. Right. I'm sorry. I lost it. Where'd it go? Come back here. Here we go. This Father's Day piece is called Change. Change is something we are all familiar with. It's one thing we can definitely expect. But all changes are not necessarily best for us. First on this list is the world's tearing away from the teachings of Christ Jesus. He was a man who resisted temptations, a man who walked what he taught, a man who showed us what a man should be. A man who should be emulated by both you and me. The times change and mindsets change and we progress and lose our way. The results or the proof of this is exactly what we have today. There is also a change in fatherhood, it seems, as if it has been forgotten what fathering entails and what it means. Let's look at this from a merely logical point of view. If you are part of creating a new life, an extension of your genes, a biological representation of you, doesn't it make sense that you would love this new life in everything you do? I mean, this child is a part of you. Somewhere, somehow, it has been introduced and accepted to make a child and disappear. This is a trend of thought that deserves a swift kick in the rear. As a father, it is your responsibility to be in that child's life. As a father, it is your responsibility to put your life on hold and focus your needs on your child's life. How this new life, this part of you, will be guided and nurtured as you play your part in his future mold. Yes, you as a father are responsible for the future of your child. You as a father are responsible for the foundation of generations to come. We hear about, see, and probably know a few who have forgotten the honor of fathering a child. And we've become desensitized and think that this is the way things are to be. But if you just open your eyes, there are men who are true fathers. But that's not what the media and society wants you to see. Kudos and much love and respect to the overlooked fathers of the world. I applaud you for you doing what is right. I assure you, it is pleasing in God's sight. Stay the course, fathers of the world, and denounce anything less with all of your might. You are a father. Not a sperm donor. It's part of who you are. You are the patriarch of your legacy, and you proudly strive to do what's right. A real shame that society has placed a taint upon our station, that it is imperative that we speak of what is the natural thing to do, as if it were something above and beyond what is to be done. Truth be told, fathers outweigh the deadbeat dads, I'm guessing maybe 5-1. I also need to throw this in. A man can't be a father if he's not permitted to do so. Queens, it is paramount that you share the reign, the status of anything that may or may not no longer be between you two. Keeping a father from his child is a line of thought that you should never, never allow to influence you. May God continue to shower his blessing upon the fathers of this world and change the hearts of the males who have sired and fell short or simply don't care. Fatherhood is an honor and a privilege and a heavy responsibility as well. However, a true father may live the life that saves your child from the path to hell. Happy Father's Day.
I was given some thought, because I do this every year at this time, as to what kind of piece I would spit about Juneteenth, and I know that poetry doesn't always have to rhyme, but I've loved this day for as long as I knew it was in existence. See, I was reading my 365-day calendar of Black History Facts, and it said, on Father's Day, June 19th, 2022, Lexington, Texas, were ratified. The they were notified because they didn't realize that it was even in existence of the Emancipation Proclamation that came to be in 1863. And I just wondered how it could be a possibility that they didn't realize they were free. But once they did, they started celebrating Juneteenth. That was in 1865. My mother's great-great-grandfather was alive. His parents were slaves, and the land that they lived on belongs to us. They call the paths that had the slaves' quarters just that. There's also a Larkin Cemetery, and the names on the tombstones vary. Most of them are biblical, and a lot of them are former presidents and soldiers who are well-known. I thought it kind of funny because we weren't even free in the land, what they call milk and honey. But I learned about Juneteenth and time in my life when it was pivotal. See, I just come back to the United States and realized that there was some kind of disparities going on between the human race. Everybody was still being classed and separated by race. It saddened me because I was embraced and loved by the people of Europe and Germany and France especially. It was actually sad, and I realized how many performers who were singers or who danced in the United States would leave America because they didn't feel like they were being treated equally. They were less than, not thinking that we should always see ourselves as superior, but the actual truth about African Americans in this country is so many of the things that we benefit today was either patented, invented, or was thought up by someone of color, not just us, but the Native Americans too. See, my mother's family's from Cuba and Kittabish in Choctaw County in Alabama. The first time I went down behind the sun, I didn't even know what it was like to be in the Delta. I'd never been really south-south, you understand what I'm saying. I've been to Louisiana, but that's a whole different thing. It's like a different land. My neighbors and the fireworks are making me feel berserk, but okay, I'm going to get myself back together and not get PTSD. But one thing that I can say for certain, two things for sure, I'm so glad for Juneteenth. See, it was a necessity for me, and once I found out that it existed, I was visiting my mother's family, and this was something that they celebrated. On that Sunday, when we went to church, everybody was wearing red, black, and green. I was trying to figure out, did I'm missing something? And they were like, yes, Juneteenth. I was like, oh, okay, what's that? And they were like, for all intents and purposes, it's the 4th of July for blacks. I've been celebrating it all my life and ever since. I know there's a bigger breakdown, but we got that in the first round. But here we are in the speed round, and I thought that since I'd already done my Father's Day piece, I needed my Juneteenth piece to be more personal for me. So now that I knew this, I wasn't ever a fan of fireworks anyway, and celebrating the centennial for or the birth date of a country that didn't see us as equal, and for quite some time we were property. Juneteenth is a holiday for me. So happy Juneteenth, everybody listening. In peace.
Go ahead, Jada. You just expressed something I think a lot of us feel. Because Juneteenth is relatively new to us. Now, Juneteenth has been around for a while. But we never, I guess I should speak about myself. I never knew about it until latter years. And it means so much more to me than the 4th of July. Because the 4th of July is just that, a Jew lie, L-I-E, lie.
You know, so tell them, folks.
I appreciate you for, I mean, like I said in the piece I had, you know, Juneteenth exposes a lot of the lies of what had been taught to you and I. You know, and, you know, the Bible tells you what happens in the dark will come to the light, basically. But this is a perfect example of that. All of the BS that you fed us, made us take tests to get a high school diploma, was based on lies. But the truth will prevail. So I appreciate you for speaking on that, Gina, in that piece. Juneteenth is a lot more than just like
like I said earlier, it's just a time to have fun with together. And trust me, none of this is wrong. But it's more than just that. It's more than a good time. It's more than putting something on the grill. It's more than seeing people you haven't seen in a while. This is about where are we going to go from here? This is the exposure of one of their lives, one of the many lives. What are we going to do about it? Just knowing it was a lie and letting it later don't mean nothing. If we don't do nothing, we're sick. But, yeah, you gave us a lot of food for thought in that piece, Gina. Thank you for bringing that here tonight.
Absolutely. What an amazing speed round.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had to lock myself. Oh, I got out the car because I came into the house because there's food in here. And I was, you can hear me licking my fingers. I enjoyed the speed round. I had to go sample some more ribs and some turkey. So like I said, Juneteenth and barbecues and all that, it's a good thing. But what are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's the point that I want to raise tonight. We can't all be on the forefront on NBC, CNN, or any of these news channels with ideas and thoughts about elevating, rectifying some of the damage done, restoring us through some of the things that we've been through. We can't do it on that level, but we can start on a community basis. We can start within our families. Let's let this Juneteenth and Father's Day, because they kind of run in this respect, they run hand in hand. Let this be a point where in our lives, as black people, or excuse me, as people of color, because it's more than just blacks that have been damaged by some of this. But let us, as people of color, use this as a platform to elevate ourselves. Use this as a platform to get some thoughts going. What can I do to help change some of this stuff? Let's just not just be another day like the 4th of July, L-I-E, to sit around, barbecue, get drunk, and keep it moving. And tomorrow we get up, go to work, and forget about everything. Positive persistence is what we need from today. And with that, Van, would you give us the epiphany rundown, please?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with Mojave, part two of Emotional Unavailability. Wednesday night's going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night's a Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Yours Truly Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night show is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra and Rob Poetry Morrow. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and Yours Truly Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Wow. You know, this is kind of crazy. Van, as I make this little quick statement, this little sidebar, I want you to, if you would be so kind as to give us our usual, I don't want to say it like that, but that public service announcement. But we're sitting here having a peaceful, and y'all can hear it. Ain't no music being played out or whatever, but we got state troopers with lights flashing all around. And see, this is what happens when black folks join together for Juneteenth. So if anything crazy go down, I just want y'all to know that this is what it's like in America. And this is why Juneteenth needs to be so important, to stop this type of stuff. Get the light out of my eyes.
But anywho, Van, would you give us our honor of a public service announcement?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this Jesus that we are speaking of, please reach out to myself or Paul Sampson so that we can usher you into his presence. We'll be happy to show you through his written word and our experiences of how to accept him and be a part of the family. Paul, back to you.
All right. Oh, thank you very much for that, man. Now, we're coming to the end of this show tonight. Excuse me, I told you what's going on here. But, yeah, I have to, I appreciate everybody so much for coming through tonight. I just ask everybody, would y'all just join me at the throne for a moment? Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you touch this world, Lord. A world where black folks can come together peacefully in their own property and have family over without having state troopers shining their lights and riding up and down the street like we're doing something wrong, Father God, when there's murders being committed in the world, where there's bank robberies and other things in other areas, but they choose to hone in on those of us who like to just have family together. These are the things that need the platform from this Juneteenth celebration, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bring us some equality into this world. Bring us some peace for those of color in this world, Father God, because you see your original human creation being subjugated, being enslaved, being dominated, being beaten, being put down, Father God. We ask that you would just raise your voice, Lord, and have your way in this. Father God, we also ask that you would bless each of the callers, that you would take the words of the poets that have called in here this evening, Father God, and touch someone. Let this ripple effect move out, Father God. Let this be the start of something, Father God. We ask you this. We thank you for the honor of being fathers, for those of us who are here that are fathers. I can't think of anything better, Lord. Thank you for that. And we just ask that you would bless the fathers, that you would bless the Nubian nation, Father God, in this celebration of Juneteenth, and that you would continue to have your way, Lord. We thank you. We love you. We praise your mighty name. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And Van, would you give us one song before we shut it down, please?
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Bringing home the bread, got your family fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free. Living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Living every moment. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.